Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
reading from volume 65, number 2, June 2019, Teaching Science, Journal of the Australian Science Teachers Association. And there's an article called Delivering Inquiry Learning in the Science Classrooms, a Planning Tool. Robin George Lonergan, Therese M. Cumming, and Susan O'Neill. Abstract. Inquiry-based learning, IBL, is a requirement of school science education in Australia. Numerous student-centred strategies have been referred to as inquiry-based teaching, IBT, resulting in a lack of understanding of the exact nature of inquiry-based science learning within the science teaching profession. Okay, so there's what they're saying is that there's a number of strategies put out there, and it's not what it is. The article describes three essential components of inquiry in any IBT science unit as dimension, level, and context. So there's three, that's dimension, level, and context, so I wonder what that means. An integrative IBT planning tool to guide and support classroom teachers in delivering legitimate and effective inquiry-based science learning experiences is presented. Illustrative examples of the application of this tool are provided. Introduction. Inquiry-based teaching, IBT, as a means of achieving student learning is non-negotiable in mainstream Australian science classrooms. The use of the inquiry strategy as mandated in the Science Inquiry Skills Strand of the Australian National Curriculum, ACARA 2012. Additionally, a proficient teacher must be able to demonstrate not only the ability to develop students' knowledge and skills, but also encourage the students' problem-solving and creative thinking skills essential to inquiry process. They have a reference there. Two other compelling reasons exist for science students to participate in inquiry-based learning IBL. Firstly, the skills required in IBL are essential competencies for the participation in future-oriented as workforce, Griffin and Care 2015. And secondly, the inquiry-based science teaching has been shown to be very effective, Marshall and Smart Alston in 2017. What's very effective? In meta-analysis of 37 studies of inquiry-based learning, a moderately strong mean size, ES 0.5, whatever that means, was demonstrated. What does that mean? I don't understand. However, the inquiry construct is complex, and there is evidence that questionable forms of IBT are common in schools. One reason may be that with at least 18 distinctively different meanings identified in the literature, Levy, Thomas, Darago and Rakes, 2013, and multiple formats in use, Humer, Silva, Duncan, Chin, 2007, the teachers find the exact nature of inquiry difficult to define and apply. Common understandings are that inquiry is an inductive, student-centred approach to learning, and that this process of inquiry relates to some form of inquiry cycle. Pedest et al. The purpose of this article is to support teachers in capitalising on their current IBL practice in order to achieve greater levels of authenticity. Well, I don't know what authenticity means. I suppose relevant to what actual scientists do. But essentially, inductive means going from the specific to the general, which, you know, I can't see how that's not, that's how can be non-scientific. In school science, teachers have long associated inquiry teaching with the scientific method, a practice that has been described in a manner that often does not reflect the complexity of true scientific inquiry. Yeah, and what's the scientific method? Is that the hypothesis thing? So that's a restricted thing. There's a big question about whether that's induction is actually a legitimate thing. Does induction presuppose things which are not provable? Now, who is that person? Oh, I've got to, you know, it's escaped my mind. The person I did, it's not John Locke. It's one of the people back there that I have to really think about. Oh, escaped my mind. Oh, a hole in my mind. Teachers often make the false assumption that doing science in a controlled fashion promotes understanding of what real science inquiry is. However, this has been shown to be untrue. Now, there is a major difference between common laboratory experiences and a much richer concept of genuine inquiry. Attempts have been made to support teachers in determining the inquiry-based document of activity or unit of work. Yang and Liu, 2016, developed and validated a useful instrument for this purpose. Drawing from the literature, it's proposed that three essential components must be included in planning meaningful, engaging, inquiry-based science. These components are more fundamental than choices made regarding the format of inquiry, for example, project-based learning, problem-based learning, goal-guided inquiry, are distinct from decisions about what the process of the inquiry cycle characteristics will include. Although consideration of these components will inform these decisions. Careful attention is to the intended dimension of inquiry learning, the appropriate level of inquiry learning, and the specific learning context will result in more effective IBT following the brief discussion of each of these components with these in place and an integrated planning tool can be tested. Now, it's... Gee whiz, I did a podcast about this philosopher, and I just can't remember it. So you can hear the roof, someone's up the top clearing the gutters of the house. Dimensions, levels, and contextual consideration of scientific inquiry. Each of these three components are important to the effective IBT, but facets of each will vary in their degree of relevance to individual inquiry-based units for a particular class. Taking a systematic approach to consideration of these components when planning ensures a valid and targeted IBL experience. This is, in general, I find educators tend to break things up into groups, like their classes, the people who know this, and they just break it up into three and then just matrix it and work through. So let's read dimensions of inquiry. The National Research Council describes three different but interrelated dimensions of learning, inquiry learning. And this is interesting because you've got dimensions of Bloom, and three means dimensions that they tend to go on. They are constructional knowledge resulting from inquiry, the process of doing inquiry, and the understanding of nature of inquiry itself. Okay, well, then let's read that again. The construction of knowledge resulting from inquiry. Okay, these dimensions reflect three very different perspectives of inquiry approach, and all three are addressed at different levels of cognitive complexity. Okay, under it here. Constructing knowledge. The dimension of inquiry includes the goal of building knowledge based on scientific contact and also increasing understanding of concerning nature and knowledge in the discipline of science. The second aspect of the dimension addresses more abstract issues, for example, the role of evidence between in knowledge creation, the relationship between theory and established knowledge, the tentative and evolutionary nature of scientific knowledge, oh God, and the various subjective social cultural influences on the knowledge construction. Research has shown that this second aspect is very simple and addressed in science classrooms. I'll just really have to remember what the name of the scientist is. Not John Locke, that's someone else, I can't remember. Process of doing inquiry. This dimension of inquiry is commonly associated with doing experiments, the most particularly with the scientific method. At a basic level, the process of inquiry involves understanding the safe and scientific apparatus of chemicals found in the laboratory. However, to do inquiry in a meaningful way, the process must also include exploration of what might ask a question suitable for inquiry, how to design appropriate experimental or research method, what makes experimental research valid and reliable, how to build explanations using evidence, how to evaluate and justify conclusions, and how to communicate findings appropriately. Yeah, I just think that's a complete muck-up. I just think you really have to look at, say, gravitational waves and how big science has been done and how they look at... I have the 4 Ps, 3 Ss, MQ, and a few QAs. So let's go. 3 Ps, preamble. What you're doing, the pattern that you want to do, the path to that pattern, and the picture of that pattern. Then the significance, the numerical significance, the evidential significance, and the social knowledge significance of it. And then a multiple choice question. Then I suppose your conclusion, your answer to the questions, the preamble, and then more questions generated. That's what I'd do. I think that nature of inquiry is just theme. Okay. Okay, now this is the nature of inquiry. That's the process of doing. That's how you do it. Now, nature of inquiry. The inquiry-based learning as a teaching strategy is strongly associated with science education and shows limited expression through the scientific method. A truer metacognitive expression of the nature of inquiry can be derived from the more complex inquiry cycle construct. Beyond the scientific method, real IBL in science must address the understanding as why inquiry is important to science, the nature of inquiry cycle, the realities of professional scientific research, why different questions require different methodologies, and what is meant by evidence, and how current scientific knowledge influences future inquiry. Well, that's right. So you can do something. I think the thing that's missing here, I've really got to remember that... that philosopher, I'll have to go back and look for him. But the idea is that science has got to generate more science. I think that's what's missing in here, that there's inquiry to generate your greater understanding, but then the greater social understanding there. Dimensions and inquiry-based science teaching. In practice, goals relating to knowledge construction are most commonly specified and assessed. Research has indicated the process to... the process dimension is poorly addressed in the science class, and the discussion of the nature of inquiry is almost universally absent. An exploration of, well, can you say, if you do that, the students complain, or the parents, the people complain. An explanation of this limited interest in all but one dimension of IBL may be because knowledge acquisition focus most closely aligns with the traditional teaching and standardized testing, or possibly because the teacher lacks understanding of the true nature of inquiry. I would say that for sure. Alternatively, secondary teachers may believe that the greater degree of higher order thinking required for broader approach to dimension is beyond their students. Here we go. In an attempt to address the increasing pressure to practice inquiry, teachers typically resort to explicitly teaching only the basic principles of scientific method, with a focus on gathering data and analysing evidence, with a primary emphasis on the knowledge acquisition. The facilitation of higher-order metacognitive skills such as exploring possibilities, seeking connections and providing explanations, justification require moving from the teacher-centred to student-centred constructive pedagogy, a change that can prove difficult for some teachers. Well, I think my 4 P's, 3 S's is a thing to do. Time spent in secondary science education is typically 4 to 6 years. It is important to satisfy all the imperatives of inquiry-based science teaching earlier stated, particularly those building future competencies, meeting teaching standards, and utilising the effective teaching strategy. However, no single IBT unit could be expected to address all three dimensions equally or indeed all three. The difficulties that have been noted of moving beyond the knowledge construction dimension in secondary science can be ameliorated in two ways. Firstly, teachers can expose students to all aspects of the three dimensions through judicious choice of topics chosen for IBL study. The choice of outcomes largely dictates the type of essential questions asked and thus appropriate nature of the unit. In line with developmental strategies, inquiry-based science units for younger students may legitimately focus on knowledge construction dimension and simple process skills. But syllabus outcomes chosen for inquiry-based science units for older students should include more abstract aspects of the dimension secondary by building familiarity with inquiry strategy through practice. And with increased capacities of older adolescents, both teachers and students will become increasingly confident to deal with a broader consideration. Three beliefs are reflected in continuum of levels discussed in the next section. Okay, there's a table here, which I'll read here, and it says the essential feature and variations, and the variations are 4 levels. So the essential feature, learner engages in scientifically oriented problems, level 1, learner engages in questions provided, learner sharpens or clarifies questions provided by the teacher, learner selects among questions or poses a question, learner poses a question. Learner designs and conducts an investigation. Learner is provided with detailed instructions and resources by the teacher. Learner is given basic method and suggested list of resources. Learner is guided in devising methodology and resources, determines resources needed. Learner determines method and resources required. A learner gives priority to evidence in corresponding responding to a question. Learner given data and told how to analyse is it. Learner given data and asked to analyse. Learner directed to collect data for analysis. Learner determines what constitutes evidence and collects data. So really that high level IBL requires the stuff I mean. A learner formulates explanations from evidence. Learner provided with evidence and possible explanation. Learner provided with ways to use evidence to formulate explanation. Learner guided in process of formulating explanations and evidence. Learner formulates explanation summarizing evidence. Learner connects explanations to scientific knowledge. Learner given possible connections. Learner guided towards possible connections. Learner directed towards areas and sources of relevant knowledge. Learner examines other resources and independently forms links and explanation. Learner communicates and justifies explanation. Learner given steps and procedures of communication. Learner provided with broad outlines to use to sharpen communication. Learner coached in development of explanation communication. Learner forms own reasonable logical explanation to communicate. My overall thing is that they're still not doing this scientific experiment first and seeing how it goes, see how we're going for time. Okay. I've got another table to go, but we'll go through levels of inquiry. So they had their thing of, what are the three things they had? They had constructing knowledge levels and what was it before? I just got to really go through the there were three levels. I'm just really trying to think of IBL. I can see you've got the level, which is it's really good that they've actually specified what the level is, the context, and I think and the constructing knowledge. So you construct knowledge and you go at those levels. So I'm beginning to like this. Levels of inquiry. The idea that inquiry can be enacted at different levels is well established. An inquiry is an active process at the National Research Council. The document focuses on a range of variations available to practice of inquiry-based science. Levels described in Table 1 represent a continuum of practice from the limited inquiry most commonly found in classroom to genuine inquiry. Level 4 is most student-centred and entails the highest degree of learner independence and self-regulatory skill. These skills rely partly on the development stage of the learner, but there is evidence that some can be taught at any stage. Inquiry skills can also be refined through exposure to previous IBL units that are more structured and supported. Ideally, students will progress through units that allow increasingly more student-centered self-directed learning. Differing versions of continue exist in the literature. In some of these, there are clear indications concerning the specific steps or phases of inquiry of which the teacher is responsible, and those with the student's accountability, others less definitive. Table 2 provides a useful example of the continuum, identifying three basic elements of a typical inquiry process and indicating shifts of responsibility. So the three components are source of question, data collection methods, and interpretation, and essentially it goes through verification, structured, guarded, bounded, open, authentic. So you have verification. The teacher does the source. The teacher collects the method, and the teacher interprets the results. Structure, the teacher does the source data, and then the students interpret the results. And then eventually at the end, with this authentic, the student expert has the source of the question. The data collection method is a student expert. Interpretation of results is a student expert. It's hard to expect that level one even qualifies as valid inquiry. The concept has already been introduced. The question and method are provided. The students know the results to Often the teacher undertakes the experiment as a demonstration. The activity is confirmatory only. The second level, or structured inquiry, is similar to verification, but some data interpretation is required as the explicit result has not already been established and explained. If the activity takes place prior to the scientific concept being produced, then the concept of IBL is enhanced. Verification, structured inquiry have been labelled as cookbook textbook activities. They tend to be prevalent in laboratory experiences referencing the scientific method. Look, I couldn't agree more, and one can see what I'm doing. Yeah, I've still got some time. Levels 2, 3 and 4 are more legitimately claimed as inquiry-based. Here, the students become increasingly more involved. By level 4, most inspirational, the method of design, analysis, interpretation, science fairs often require middle school students to undertake independent research programs. An example of open inquiry through their generally more guarded nature. Truly authentic open inquiry is rare within schools. The in-depth extended essay that is a component of the International Baccalaureate program has a potential to achieve this. Gifted programs in some schools aim to attain level 4. The achievement of authentic inquiry is supported by increasing availability of technology, sophisticated simulations that involve virtual augmented reality, and the blurring of the difference between higher levels. Oh, as well known example of technology leading itself to problem solving, inquiry based learning is the JSON product. This curriculum provides outline learning experiences in science, technology, engineering, maths by placing students in challenging real-world situations with the support of expert mentors. Students are also able to participate in real-time scientific projects. The level of inquiry employed has been shown to relate significantly to the achievement outcomes addressed. Here we go. 15-year-old students with appropriate experience at level 2 achieved most highly in the PISA program, science tests. Researchers found scores dipped again at level 3 and 4. However, if the goals of IBT unit related more to the skills and processes dimension of inquiry learning or encouraging students' interest in science, then achievement measurements increased steadily from level 1 to 4. Context of inquiry. My God, it goes on. The third component essential to the effect of IBL is a consideration of the diversity of every group of learners. All schools, classes, individuals differ. These differences create context for the IBL. IBT. Environment and implementation factors can act as significant contextual enablers and disablers in any IBL experience. Environmental enablers include logistical considerations such as physical space, timetabling, resource availability, and these must be taken into account in any planning. Person-oriented factors also act as environmental enablers or disablers. A positive school culture that is accepting, or even better, supportive of student-centered learning is important. School culture indirectly influences classroom climate. Interacting with cognitive, social, and sociological characteristics of the class to create a learning environment. Individual students vary in ability, past learning experiences, prior achievement, attitudes, disposition, all of which have been shown to impact future achievement. Hattie, I know him, her, or him. Without an enabling classroom climate, student-centered IBL becomes more difficult to implement. Teachers can also vary in many aspects of knowledge, experience, attitudes, personality, characteristics that have the potential to enable disable IBL. Teachers are ultimately responsible for planning, scaffolding, and ensuring effective implementation of IBL units. At the outset, the enabling inquiry must be sufficiently relevant and complex to evoke curiosity, but structured adequately so that all students believe achievement of the goal is possible. During implementation, the teacher's facilitation skills must be sufficient to promote continued engagement in enable quality IBL experience for all students. This can be challenging task for teachers, and professional learning and support may be required. In summary, an otherwise effective unit of work can be rendered ineffective by both environmental and implementation factors. Being aware of possible disablers such as space, time, school, class, climate, and resource restrictions can allow proactive measures to be taken to mitigate potential problems. Conversely, being aware of the enablers such as carefully planned unit, considered scaffolding, extra support in the classroom to act as enhanced IBL. After consideration of relevant contextual factors, one proactive response may be the adjustment of intended IBL goals, dimensions, and levels. The IBL unit needs to be fashioned by the teacher to fit the circumstances. I said dimensions. Now, that's where I've got the levels, But what were the dimensions? The dimensions are constructing, doing, and nature. The dimensions, the levels, and the context. Inquiry-based planning tool. Inquiry-based planning tool is a scientific, and it comprises two parts. First, framework that integrates dimensions and levels. The second, contextual checklist. The checklist is essential in alerting teachers to specific contextual issues relevant to class-based units. A checklist should be used by teachers during planning to make the necessary adjustments. Used together, the framework and the checklist constitute a planning tool aimed at ensuring that IBT is a purposeful, targeted, and positive experience for teachers, and IBL is an effective and meaningful experience for students. Integration framework of the dimensions and levels of inquiry. So it's an integration of dimensions and levels. And the dimensions are those things about doing knowledge inquiry and the nature of inquiry, and the levels are what level you take it. The integrated framework is presented in Table 3. The dimensions of inquiry form the vertical levels of inquiry have been placed horizontally in order of increasing sophistication. Each level presumes and builds understanding of lower levels. For example, level 3, there is presumption of sufficient level of prior knowledge, skill proficiency, and understanding of the nature of inquiry to support this level. The multifaceted nature of the dimensions of the inquiry and the continuum levels enables the teachers to match the inquiry-based science unit to specific circumstances of the students. For pragmatic reasons, the 3 dimensions have been increased to 4. And so what's the 4 doing? So the 4 dimensions are subject knowledge, ability to do inquiry, understandings about inquiry, understanding about the nature of science. So we had, oh yeah, doing, and the nature of inquiry. Okay. For programming, for specific subject-based factual and conceptual knowledge have been separated from the understanding about the nature of science and becomes a separate dimension. Teachers commonly consider teaching of subject knowledge and evidence that is has been achieved to be an overriding professional responsibility in the era of high-stakes testing. The high accountability, and by including this aspect separately, it is intended to provide more practical credibility to the framework and thus increase the usefulness. The integration framework acts as a guide to determine features of each dimension suited to the unit being planned. The intention is that teachers will position the unit at a level suited to the class. The framework is developmental. Over time, the students should experience inquiry-based science teaching at increasing levels of complexity. Adjusting to context, a checklist, Appendix A, has been, so, okay, so let's read Table 3 for you. So they've got 3 rows. One is subject knowledge, and you've got the different levels. Emphasis on teaching existing knowledge by showing and guiding students. Emphasis on learning process of knowledge construction. Emphasis on creating new knowledge. That's knowledge. Ability to inquiry. Emphasis on basic skills, emphasis on inquiry cycle and nature of evidence, emphasis on developing questions, explaining, justifying, evaluating, communicating. Yeah, look at that. Okay, understanding about inquiry. So different kinds of questions suggest different kinds of inquiry. Technology use enhances investigation analysis. Inquiry explanations emphasize evidence and logical arguments. Current understanding guides future investigation. Inquiry explanations use principles, models, and theories. Well-founded skepticism is good. Inquiry has the potential to lead advances to the field of investigation. Yeah, it really is a bit of a dog's breakfast, the syllabus. Understanding about the nature of science. Emphasis on evidence-based. Knowledge is subject to change. Knowledge is the result of imagination and inference. Knowledge is theory laden. Understandings are socially, culturally embedded. Okay. Just in context, a checklist Appendix A has been designed to be used to concurrently with the framework. Initially, it leads the teacher through identification of intended outcomes and dimensions that will be focused on the unit. Not all dimensions will be relevant to every unit. Not all dimensions addressed will be the same intensity and focus. The teacher then refers to Table 3 to identify the appropriate level of the intended unit. Here we go. At this point, the teacher is led to consider student requirement for a satisfactory experience at the level and to reflect upon the specific needs of the student within the group. The teacher is then ready to re-evaluate the pre-supported level of this unit and give detailed thought as to what accommodations need to be made to increase potential engagement and learning for all members of the class. When completing the checklist, issues for consideration may become apparent. Logistical constraints can often be addressed within school support. However, students' differences must be acknowledged and plans made to support individuals to access IBL. Each class will include a diverse range of students and teachers will need to make accommodations for identified exceptional learners such as students with high ability, those with generalised specific learning abilities, those with English language issues and those with behavioural and attention issues. If context... Contextual issues are such that the inquiry-based science experience as currently planned will most likely be compromised, then the teacher has various options. One option would be to retain the level and address potentially compromising deficits. This would be done through whole class or small group explicit instructions prior to the unit and or through strategic scaffolding for individuals or groups planned to occur during the unit. A second alternative would be to engage the level of initial work and work towards a higher level in future units of work. The correct response will depend on individual circumstances and teacher's professional judgment. Even the best alignment of dimension levels and intended outcomes, effective implementation of IPT will always require some adjustments when the specifics and context are taken into account. Okay, I don't think I'll be able to make it to the end of this. Okay. Using IBL planning tool. Two brief examples of the use of this tool in operation follows. In the first example, a teacher of grade 7, early middle school, is required to teach science outcomes relating to separation and mixed use and sees the opportunity to incorporate real-world inquiry. Through the use of the checklist in question 2, she identifies major goals, dimensions as constructing subject knowledge related to particle theory, solubility, separation and mixtures, skills in doing inquiry relating to filtration, distillation, construction of flow charts, introduction concepts related to the nature of inquiry through looking at possible solutions to real-world problems of dirty water. She believes this structured inquiry level is appropriate. A pre-assessment indicates that some explicit revision of the definition of a mixture will be required and that students have experience in the basic filtration procedures but not basic distillation. By referring again to the checklist, she is led to consider the learning characteristics of the class and what features may be needed to build in the unit to accommodate individuals with exceptional learning needs. Some beginning language learners and several with learning difficulties will need to assess access to a resource that illustrates the names of laboratory equipment. In complex inquiry-based science units, she checks that she has prepared the details of the inquiry question, the method of the data collection, to prepare to work. The students discuss and interpret their experimental data. She will link the inquiry to the problem of dirty drinking water and third world countries and is planning to determine small groups of high-ability learners who will be given time to explore more in depth the brief assignment and report back to the class. The second example involves a senior class of students studying physics, many of whom plan to study science-related courses at tertiary levels. For those students, concepts listed at level 4 are the most appropriate, providing major focus on the nature of inquiry 5 and nature scientific knowledge 5 as currently subject knowledge constructed. The greatest concern for the teacher will be to ensure building blocks of earlier levels of these dimensions are sufficiently in place to support degree of meta-knowledge. Pre-assessment will focus on these. She will be aware of the student's ability to do inquiry and adequate and therefore set some background reading and subject matter of the inquiry supported prior knowledge. And then pre-assess to ensure the required prior knowledge has been assessed and understood. Here we go. A consideration of the sophistication and abstraction of the concepts of level 4 indicates that most school age learners will not be able to cope with the sudden immersion inquiry learning at this level. Some may never reach this stage. Early experience with inquiry-based science and planned progression through the levels as a department or a whole school is the most appropriate approach for achieving defensible inquiry learning. The planning pool proposed is a means of enabling this and measuring progress. The IBL process should begin with primary age students who are easily capable of achieving the early levels. Concluding remarks. Teachers of science are required to use inquiry as a strategy. The strategy has been long mandated and various forms of practice have evolved with differing emphasis and perspectives. This construct is not clearly defined and many teachers find defensible IBET difficult. A structured support that focuses on the basic components of inquiry and shows these components can be integrated to promote effective inquiry-based science learning is needed. This article identifies three established components of inquiry: dimensions, levels, and context. By the process of building a framework of structured practice and related conceptual checklists provided the unified approach to inquiry-based learning implicit in curriculum policies documents. The planning tool developed aims to support the teaching of valid effective inquiry science in science classrooms. Okay, and I'm off. Thanks a lot for listening. And here's a big checklist. Is it several pages? Yeah, it's a fairly big checklist. You think you want to do it online. Okay, thanks a lot for listening. That's 36 minutes. Hope you got it. I found it worthwhile. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.